Damn. What's good, Reptiles Unplugged crew? Thanks, everybody, for joining us tonight. As usual, Beach Bum Exotics. And you guys might know something different. Shane's not here, but I have somebody that looks way better than Shane next to me. This is Beach Bum Exotics. You guys have seen her in the chat. Heather?
Mrs. Beach Bum, I think is
what did I say, Ms.?
I was just Beach Bum Exotics. Oh. Hi, everyone.
I don't know what I'm saying right now.
so good to be here. I am usually behind the scenes just in chat. So yes. It's kind of weird being on this side of the camera for, I guess it's kind of the first time. I did like Ish. A guest announcement like
long time ago.
Yeah, that was it.
been a long while. And so I appreciate you jumping in and being my co-host.
Thanks while, for having me.
Shane is on vacation. He's got his family doing cool family stuff. So got an awesome pinch hitter here. And we've got some awesome stuff lined up for you guys tonight. We've got a great guest. He's somebody who I recently got to know. But since knowing him, feel like I've known him forever. I know a lot of you have known our guest for a while. We've made the announcement last week. I hope you guys are excited. Let me bring him in right now. And this is Mr. Jay from Green Line Morphs. Jay, thank you for joining us, man.
So this is what it looks like on this side, huh?
Yeah.
It's weird, it's huh? Good.
Thanks, man. Hey, you want to give us a quick intro, kind of?
Yeah, I'm Jay from Green Line Morphs. I'm also one of the faces behind Deeds Not Words.
There you go.
With my buddy Chris. That's pretty much it. Yeah.
Awesome, man. Yeah. Deeds Not Words. I got my shirt. I hope you all have your shirt.
Got mine. Operation ends July 4th. So if you haven't picked up a shirt, do so, because once July 4th hits, I'm taking them down.
All right. There you guys. Limited edition till July 4th. Op ends. Get out there. Support. It's
BatmanNation.com. There's links on everybody's bios and all the stories. It's easy to find. There's no reason why you can't find it.
Yeah.
Also, in 2 weeks, we are going to be at the Nassau Reptile Expo in Long Island. So if you're in the area, come out and check us out there.
And you can support in person, right?
Yep. Yep.
Nice. Nice, nice. And what's the backstory on the Operation Deeds Not Words?
So Chris every year does like a portion of the year for charity for veterans. I helped him with it last year. I presented an idea to him for this year, which you see live in effect here. It kind of just grew from a bunch of ideas. Okay. I threw out ideas, he threw out ideas, and it just morphed into what it is.
Right. So anybody that supports, proceeds go to...
Proceeds go to Camp Freedom, which is located out here in Carbondale, Pennsylvania. It's about 20 minutes from me. I've done a lot of events with them, helped them out with some stuff.
That's really cool. Man, love that. Yeah.
Great organization to go support, guys. So go get your shirts.
Yeah, go check that out. And hey, before we get rolling, let's take a look and see who's in chat here tonight. We've got quite a few people that have been waiting, putting stuff in. Let's see who is first tonight. Mr. Jay, looks like Jay Hindo. Going to be a great show and a great night. Let's talk some allelic stuff. All right. Who else? We got Audacious Balls in the house. I'm here for it. Let's go. Thank you. Shane, always claiming first, regardless. Thank you, sir. And Will, all right, taking last, you know. Sammy Vargas, thank you. All right, let's kick some ass, Jay. And we got HJS Serpents. Jay is the man. Who else is in the house? We got Lucky's Pythons. What's happening? Morfav, we got Mike. Thank you, sir. And got a lot of awesome support showing up tonight. We got 319, which is one of the good ones for sure. Let's see. Did I miss anybody in here so far? Do a couple more. Got Graceful Pythons. Thank you. All right. Well, love it. Thank you, guys.
One second. I want to thank you guys first for having me on the show. I want to thank everybody in the chat for showing up and supporting me. Love you guys.
Yeah, man, no worries. You know, just to kind of give a little background of who Jay is for the show, he's been the man that's been producing all of the awesome graphics, all of the cool reels that you guys see. He's been helping Shane and I look professional on that end. And you know, after talking back and forth in chat for so many, I don't know, like a month and a half, 2 months now, just solidly, you know, I was just thinking we need to have Jay on the show. I want to learn more about him. I think it'd be cool to get this put out. You've been doing so much, not only for our show, but a lot of different stuff out there. Deeds Not Words, several other shows that are running out there. I know you've been instrumental in it. So,
I can definitely say how amazing it has been having you as a technical producer for the show, because it has saved, I know, Adam, a ton of hours and time trying to figure that all out. He did it all on his own before, and I don't think that the show would be in existence right now if we didn't have your support. So huge thank you.
Believe me, I know what goes into producing these shows. I know what Fat Man goes through. I know what Ken goes through. I know what Keys goes through. I know the coordination, the planning. It's a lot.
Yeah.
I launched a show once. I did one episode. And yeah,
I'm not one and done.
That. Yeah. I'm not about that. I can't commit to something like that every week because I don't live a life that every week is the same.
Right. Yeah. It is. It's good and bad, right? There's, for me, it provides structure. So I'm like, all right, hey, we got this. We got to get this done. And then at the same time, it's like, oh no, if I didn't do something, the show's coming up. But with you helping out, man, it's honestly been a huge, huge deal for us.
And I have no formal training in it. This is all stuff that I figured out because in order for me to succeed in this business, I need this stuff done. So it's either I pay somebody or I figure out how to do it.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And I appreciate you putting your head to it and figuring it out. I was going to ask, so kind of rolling back the clock a bit, right? You said you were a veteran. How, if you don't mind, if we kind of start there and then maybe jump into, you know, how you got involved with the graphics and everything like that. So yeah. How long did you serve and what branch?
So I served in the military for 10 years. After that, I served 5 years as a contractor.
Gotcha.
Basically the same job, just different rules.
Okay. Right on, man. And how long? So now you've retired from the military. You got out.
Yeah, I'm no longer in the military. That book is closed. But I do pay very close attention to things that are going on militarily.
Right.
I don't think that would ever end for somebody.
Yeah. Once you're in it, I'm sure it's kind of,
yeah, you kind of get stuck in that, you know, in that knowing.
Yeah.
Yeah. BNT's radical. Thank you for your service, Jay. Thank you. And definitely. I never served. I had family that served. So your service is much gratitude here. Definitely. Yeah. So once you got out, where'd you kind of go? Is this kind of when the reptile thing kicked off? Did you keep reptiles while you were in the military?
I did. Mm-hmm. Actually, my first reptile was a garter snake. So I wanted, I somewhere in my childhood, I seen a picture of a collared lizard and I wanted it. And mom was like, nah, it's not going to happen. So I came across a garter snake, a fish tank with a lid, and I threw some crap together and hid it in my closet for a few days. after a few days, it got loose. I remember coming home like Saturday afternoon and like the kitchen was in like shambles. Like the refrigerator was pulled away. The things were, and my mom's standing there with like a knife and some tongs. And she's like, there's a snake in the house. And I'm like, oh shit. Got loose.
Did you ever tell her it was your snake or did
Let her think she fully knew because she was like get rid of it, da da da. I was like, I'm gonna go sell this to the kid down the street, the tank and off, $10. Right. That was my first snake sale.
Hey,
early right entrepreneur.
Yeah, dude, that's awesome. So that's funny. Yeah. So then did mom ban reptiles or?
No. After that, I was allowed to get a lizard. I don't remember what it was, but he eventually died because he was on a heat rock. You know, I got all my advice from the pet shop. This is before internet and I knew anything, you know, but I've always had an interest in reptiles. So it just kind of grew from there.
Oh, right on. Right on. Hey, Chris is in the house. Just wanted What's to up, throw Chris? That up on screen. Awesome to see, awesome to get the spotlight on Jay, man. Proud of you, big dog. Well, thanks, Chris. All right, dude. So I kind of, it's funny. My mom was absolutely no snakes, would allow some lizards. I like your tactic though. You jumped in with the snake, scared the crap out of mom. So she's like, okay, let's dial it back. Go get the lizard. Like,
yeah. So it's funny. I hit the ground running always. I was born on July 4th. I hit the ground running.
Man, you for real, man. You were destined right there.
Yeah,
that's hilarious. So you got your lizard. Then you kind of, how'd that go? Did you do any breeding at that age?
I was like 10 years old at the time. Yeah. I didn't really start getting into any of that until probably right after I got into the military. And I did keep reptiles in the barracks. I didn't really get in trouble, but it was highly frowned upon. You know, through my military career, you know, there's rules and, you know, there's a saying, you do what your rank can handle.
All right.
I became cool with a lot of, you know, my senior advisors and stuff. And, you just said, you know, you got to get rid of it like ASAP.
Gotcha. So you'd have to keep it hidden. If anybody found out, it was like, all right.
Yeah. Like day to day, nobody knew because I had one retic at the time. We constructed the cage underneath the bunk. It was actually attached to the bunk. So
I was going
to
ask what
speed is lit and then the way I made my bed. Cause you know, when you get to like your permanent duty station, you don't have to have those stupid hospital corners and all that. You just make your bed or you don't and you just get yelled at whatever, but
right.
Make your bed. I just would drape the blanket over it so you couldn't see it.
Oh my goodness.
Gotcha. Holy cow. So this is a homemade enclosure. I'm guessing. Right.
Under the bed.
Yeah. Under the bed.
Hidden by a blanket.
There was a caiman that lived in there at one point too.
You had a caiman
at separate times, but the same enclosure.
Go big or go home, I guess.
So we started with the caiman.
Holy cow.
He didn't just keep like a ball python.
No,
he goes for some of the biggest reptiles.
Yeah, caiman and retics in the military barracks. You're not like leopard gecko. No, we're going to go the longest species in the world. And then the caiman, I mean, it was at least a dwarf. You know, a dwarf species. You could have went full on alligator.
It was like a foot and a half long. It was so small.
Holy cow, dude. So how many species did you go through in your career in the military?
A lot, actually, because there's other guys that get involved because, you know, now they want to know, you know.
Yeah. I mean,
there's a lot of veterans in the community here. Like,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you were the reptile peddler.
I think I've kept everything in the python species.
Okay.
I've had some rainbow boas, some red tail boas. I'm not too interested in them, though.
Right, right.
So you created this, like, secret network in the barracks of reptile keepers?
That's awesome.
CEOs must have loved you.
We used to let the caiman run down the hallways and stuff. Like,
oh my goodness,
he was the Joe's all
drunk. Joe's drunk all over the place, and there's caiman running down the hallway.
Did anybody ever get nipped?
Oh yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah, he was a little bastard. That right. Caiman.
Oh man, that's hilarious.
Okay, so after barracks, so you. I can't even say dipped your toe in because it sounds like you had quite a few and you figured out all the different ways to keep them and keep them hidden. But after barracks, I'm sure you probably expanded to a larger collection, I'm guessing, or where'd you go from there?
So I attempted to do breeding and everything with retics while I was in the military. And I've produced some retic clutches while I was in the military. It's just wasn't a good idea because at the time there was a lot of stuff going on and the unit the the division that I was with is the most rapidly deployed division the Army has. So deployments started hitting a lot, and I had to peel back, and a lot of those snakes got given away to other guys. I had a friend that was a civilian that he was like a partner with my breeding projects and everything. He took on most of it. He got a lot of stuff for free, that thousands of dollars worth of stuff, like some of the first Sunfires that Bob Clark released.
Wow. That's pretty cool. Wow. So you're breeding morphs and doing it, you know, that style back then. Yeah. Man, it's so crazy, dude, that you were breeding retics in the barracks. Like, to me, that's just like, I'm in a full on garage over here, and I'm kind of like, all right, do I have enough room to do this? And you're like, the resourceful man, I believe you are, Jay.
So after I started getting, like, I had one, then I had two, and now where are we going to put them in the barracks? A lot of it moved. I had a friend who was also into it. He was married, so he had housing. So a lot of my collection went to his house, and I spent a lot of the time there, you know, working with him on stuff.
Yeah. So after doing that for a little bit, did you end up selling everything to kind of your friend, and then you did more of the military kind of focused on
yeah,
that?
I completely backed away from it altogether, and you know, I just shut the door on it temporarily for probably 15 to almost 20 years.
Okay. And then after getting out of the military, go ahead. Sorry.
So yeah, when I came back, a lot's changed. Like, holy crap, where did all these morphs come from?
Right.
Like, yeah. Where the hell have I been?
How long were you out of reptiles? How long were you deployed for?
So I deployed a total of 5 times. Sometimes 12 months, sometimes 16, sometimes 18. I think the shortest deployment I had was a 10 month.
Gotcha. And then he said it was about 15 years.
I totally missed that.
Yeah. But there's also, like, you know, we travel the United States, go to other bases and train with other units. You know, cross training is huge.
Rich, you're saying if you ever seen Jay pack for a show, you could see he packs 50 pounds of stuff in a 5 pound bag. Definitely.
Yeah, these guys, they see, I even at the shows, I hit the ground running. Like, once everything's like laid out, in like 7 minutes, the whole setup is done. and everybody that's coming around helping, they're seeing, like, they're learning how to do it real quick now too.
Hey man, putting in a process, right? That's what it's about there. I have noticed that with you, dude, is like, once that process is flowing, it's just like, hey, I need this. Okay. And then, like, literally minutes later, you're like, here, done. I'm like, whoa, what the? So fast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here we go, Jay. Dude, Jay does a complete setup in 7 minutes.
I think the last show I had it completely set up before Chris even got there.
That's awesome, dude. Man, it took Heather and I, when we were vending, oh my goodness, hours to set up ours, trying to figure it all out. We did it a couple times, it went a lot quicker.
I mean, the second time was like piece of cake compared to the first. Mm-hmm. We didn't really know what we wanted to set up and how and all of that.
All that good stuff.
I take shows seriously. Like, that's like drill and ceremony in the military to me.
Okay. Like,
you gotta come. You can't come dicked up.
Yeah.
Right.
For sure.
Yeah.
For
what's sure. the point? You're putting in all that time, effort, money, like, you know, make it the best that it can be. Don't
even if it's like a low and like, it doesn't matter. You still show up like it's Tinley. You still show up like it's a Super Bowl.
Absolutely. Yep.
Yep. I agree, man. It's all about that presentation, right? No matter big show, small show. Yeah. So Heather and was kind of alluding to this. So 15 years away, you were coming back, checking out all of the morphs, and why did you decide on ball pythons instead of retics? Just out of curiosity.
I already went down that road, and I know how hard it is to manage a huge number of retics. Like, I can't do that by myself. I had 24 at one time, and that was with another guy, and that was really hard.
Yeah. You hear that, honey?
Yeah. What was that?
I said, you hear that?
No, what did he say?
Too many retics. It's too hard to handle, even with another person.
That's why I didn't hear it. No.
But how many do you have?
No, I only have 3.
Three? Yeah. That's right not
now.
Bad.
Yeah. Right now.
Even now I can manage three.
Yeah. Yeah. Three's not.
And believe me. Because I follow Bob Clark and I see, like, you know, obviously I would do business with him again. I had a great experience with him the first time. I follow him. I see what he's posted. I'm always like, oh, man.
Oh,
I want a Mochino so bad.
Yeah, the Mochino stuff looks good. The Aztec
Mochino Sunfire.
Dude, yeah, Mochino Sunfire. That's a very nice one. I've been digging the Aztec stuff hard lately.
I haven't seen too much of that lately.
Oh, go check his page out. He's got some wicked Aztec stuff. All right, Chris is starting some problems in here, he said. This is actually a really good question. Okay, so you know I'm going to start some trouble in here, but what's the difference in people from when you started this compared to when you came back?
People were more laid back then.
Okay.
Actually, I think there's too much. It's too much tension in the air, too much drama going on. I can't get with all that. I try to stay away.
Yeah.
I wholeheartedly agree. The drama is pointless.
Yeah, it's a waste of energy. Yeah. What do you think that is?
I don't know how booty holes got so tight in the last 20 years, but they did.
What do you think that is? Do you think that's like because social media is such a strong presence in this now where, I don't know.
Yeah, it probably has a lot to do with it.
Yeah. Or in Will's words, too much ass kissing now.
Yeah, I guess you could say that. Yeah, I do see that.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, even, I don't know, it's kind of like, so for myself, I stepped away for a couple years doing the dog showing stuff with Heather, a little focusing on that. Coming back, I do notice people are a little bit more reactive now.
Yeah.
Right? Like before, you know, there were the beefs and you'd see it here and there. Maybe some words back and forth. But like, I don't know. Now it's like, oh, so-and-so's got beef with so-and-so. I'm friends with them. I'm now expected to like go either pile on or go. And I'm not down with none of that either. So
like even back in the day when I got involved in all of it, I was told by a lot of people, like, this is a very cutthroat industry. And it is, you know, stuff that happens behind the scenes. But now I think because of social media, now it's just in everybody's face when it does happen.
Mm-hmm.
And the tiniest little thing gets blown up, or somebody's making an assumption because so-and-so didn't like their post. And all of a sudden now they have beef when it was just not seeing it.
Yeah. Or it could have been, you know, over. I think too, a lot of it is like our voices aren't in the messages that we're typing. Right.
Yeah.
So the inflection. Dude, you totally do, right?
They say text messaging is the lowest form of communication.
Right.
That's your emails, your text messaging, your you know, stuff like that.
Right. So Chris weighing in here, he goes, that's because back then, if you were doing ball pythons for 5 years, you considered yourself new and people would be slapped the shit out of you. If you've done it for 5 years now, you're an expert. All right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I like
that's
that
a
spin.
Great point.
And it is. Yeah. It is kind of funny. I saw this, I don't know, probably like six years ago or so when somebody would go buy a ball python, you know, and they all of a sudden were rebranding Instagram with their breeder name. They went and did 1,000 print run of shirts and, you know, all of that. And it was kind of like, yo, slow your roll. You've just got one ball python. And now I think it has morphed into, you know, the whole internet kind of keyboard warrior kind of syndrome, right? Everybody's an expert right away because I've got AI. So.
Yeah. I use AI for my captions sometimes.
Yeah, dude, I think AI is a very useful tool, right?
Yeah.
I do.
I just hope that people don't lose their creativity because of AI.
Right.
You know, losing that independent thought, that creative thought.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with you. I don't know. I'm on the fence with AI. Like, it's good, but I do see how the negative can be used from it.
Yeah, I think just like with any tool resource, you know, for all the positive it brings, that can all be spun in a negative as well. Yeah. And then Chris just weighing in a little bit more. I didn't even do my first podcast till I was keeping reptiles for 15 years. Yeah. So hey, let's jump in, talk a little more about your ball python stuff. So
I got into that, I think around like 2020. I got into the ball pythons, but not the social media part of it. Like, I started accumulating a lot of my females. So I'm not entirely new. I know how this all works. So I already had a plan. Right. It wasn't a very good plan because I didn't know a lot about the genetics, because that was new to me. You know, IDing things, remembering all of, you know, nobody's going to remember all of them, but you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know, I had to learn genetically what route I would, and I'm still hashing that out. Like, what am I, 2 years into this? And I'm still hashing that out. I'll probably be doing that for the next two, three years.
Oh, dude, you never stop. That's this whole game, right?
And that's how I am. I don't jump into anything that's quick. Like, I like the long game. I like to, you know, I like to build stuff.
Right.
So what morphs did you start out with that first collection?
Well, clown is like I scrolling through the internet. I'm like, holy shit, what is that? That's a ball python. I know that, but I never seen one that looked like that.
Right.
So that down the rabbit hole I went.
Clown grabbed your attention and clown. So you kind of formulated your plan around that recessive.
Well, and then I seen cryptics, and then I learned about allelic, and I'm like, well, that's not going to work unless I just work both. So that's what I did.
Okay.
So that's pretty much like the main two genes that I'm working. I mean, there's other recessive genes that I want to drag into that. I'm a big fan of recessive genes.
Mm-hmm. Any reason that you,
I don't know.
Yeah.
Just all the recessive genes. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, incomplete dominant genes that I like too. There's a lot that I don't like. You know, I like contrast. I like, you know, conflicting colors and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. So it's not the behavior of the genes that you were drawn to. It was just those certain morphs happened to be recessive and a couple incomplete dom.
Yeah. More or less.
Yeah.
You know, and further down the rabbit hole, then I seen what Desert Ghost was. I'm like, oh yeah, I want to have that. Like, I want something to enhance everything that I'm working with. That's the gene I want.
Yeah.
Are those still the projects that I know you said you're only like 2 years in. So is that still where your focus is? Or now that you've learned a little bit more about the genetics, have you moved on to something else?
No, it's pretty much still the same idea. It's just little tweaks here and there. What codon or what incomplete dominant genes I want to add into the mix. I don't necessarily want to do everything that everybody else is doing either.
Do you find that hard kind of with clown a little bit? Trying to carve your own.
That's why I want to push it into Desert Ghost like immediately. Like I want to be able to produce all my clowns are Desert Ghosts as well as my cryptics too. So right now everything I have that's cryptic is either Desert Ghost or Het Desert Ghost.
Okay. Are you going to produce cryptons or are you just going to keep the two running?
It's inevitable. It's going to happen because I have Het cryptics.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Right on.
So, I mean, I have cryptons too, so it's going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
So educate me. What is krypton? That's not one that I remember you talking about.
Well, here, I'll let Jay. You want to explain it, Jay?
So in the gene sequence where these two genes fit in, only one can go in. So it could be either one or the other. You can't have a krypton clown. You can, but that's a krypton.
So they're allelic. So clown and cryptic are allelic. So in their visual form, you call that a krypton, which is het clown, het cryptic together. Is krypton. And then when that breeds, everything will either be het clown or het cryptic.
And what does the cryptic do with the clown in the krypton? Is that, because I know clowns are already, you know, color enhancer, pattern disruptor. Mm-hmm. So what does the cryptic do with it?
I mean, I don't want to step on you. So if you want to take it.
I'm looking at you, but I'm talking to Jay. Sorry. Okay.
So cryptic is kind of it's a pattern manipulator and it looks very similar kind of the puzzle. It does some similar kind of things.
Awesome.
And quite a few of the initial cryptics that were produced, people weren't sure, like, is that, did a puzzle pop out or, you know, like it was.
Even now when I'm scrolling, I'll come across a puzzle. and I'll think, oh, that's a cool cryptic. And then I'll read, I'm like, oh no, that's a puzzle.
Yeah. You know, and we'll put a cryptic as poor man's puzzle's ugly sister.
Well, that's not nice.
That's what the puzzle people say.
But you know, like Will Moreau's RCR years and years ago on, I think it was either one of our shows or one of the other podcasts that he was doing, I liked how he talked about cryptic and the value of it being allelic with clown. And this is prior to shed testing, but this was a way to identify your het clowns if you were kind of doing like some het to het type of stuff and cryptic was in there. Any animal that looked cryptic, then everything else was clown. So then het clown, I mean, so then you could take that into your clown projects, right? So
yeah, the way I know you were working with a hat instead of a pasta.
Yeah. Definitely a cool gene. Right on, man. And let's see, I know I've seen some posts of yours with some of the clowns that you have. Do you still have your original clown that you got back in?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, nice.
They're actually, I'm looking to move them out and replace them.
Are you upgrading? What's your number of animals that you feel comfortable keeping right now?
I'm at like 40 right now, and that's fine. I can manage that. I mean, I've been doing it for a year now at that number. Mm-hmm. It's not really hard because of the way I was set up in the military, I would have to clean almost every day because you can't smell anything.
Right.
You're caught. So that kind of still, I mean, every day these drawers get opened twice a day, once in the morning and once before I go to bed. You know, I'm constantly spot checking because this is in my house. I don't want my house to smell like a zoo.
True.
Yeah. You know, people come here.
Right. And it's easy to do with the reptiles, right? Like,
and the people that come here, they have no idea that this is happening.
Right.
I only have a dog for all anybody knows.
That's the best way to be. Because it is so easy to become nose blind to the reptiles when you're around them all the time.
Yeah, I know. I come walking in and Heather's like, dude, you smell like reptile room.
I'll load up the car for the show the night before so nobody sees what's going on. I do the same thing when I go to the range. I have to. Because if people see what I'm walking out of the house with, they're going to call the cops.
Yeah. we won't touch on any of that subject. I don't think YouTube takes too kindly to that. But... But I feel you had that. All right. I know you've had a couple clutches since you've been back. What's your kind of target number this year? Do you have?
So my first season, I did 5 clutches. This season, I have 9 that are lined up. I don't know that all 9 are going to take. I have 1 on the ground already. I have a female that's going into the prelay shed, so that should be happening soon. My Krypton female should be popping soon.
Well, that's interesting, Will said they have monetized gun channels now. So 9, and then probably around like a 70-80% success rate. So yeah, maybe somewhere around 7-8 clutches.
I'm very hesitant with all that because I don't want to produce animals that nobody wants and I don't need. Mm-hmm. So a lot of what I produce is geared towards what I want. Whatever's left over, if somebody else wants it, have at it.
Yeah. I think that's a really important kind of message to take home for people, especially kind of getting into it, not creating additional market saturation when it's not needed. What did you, so I guess that's an interesting segue. Did you notice that getting into this a couple of years ago would have put you like after the pandemic, I guess, or did you come in
2020?
Right? Oh, 2020. Yeah.
I came in, I guess I am considered a pandemic breeder, but I had no idea about the community part. I kind of just stayed like to my own. Like I didn't really, I didn't start no social media or anything. I just, you know, did it the old school way. Like I didn't know there was a community and all that.
Gotcha. Yeah. Like,
the community that I, from back in the day, from what I remember is just, I remember seeing that guy at the last show and the last show and the last show. Oh, he's my friend now. You know, I know him. Right. Like that was the community. Like this internet stuff was all new to me because during the military, it wasn't new. You know, I mean, it was new. So it wasn't like it is now.
Yeah.
Right.
All you had is forums.
You don't get to use it like that in the military either. Like most of the time I was deployed, I was in the middle of nowhere. There's no electric. We're using sat phones. I called Bob Clark from a sat phone.
Did you really?
Yeah, to get to
you did a snake deal on a sat phone, dude. That's great. That's awesome.
I don't even know if he know. I had to have mentioned it to him because he knew I was in country. I don't know if he knew I was exactly calling from a sat phone or not, but he might know now.
Yeah. Who knows? I'm sure the number looked weird if he had a caller ID up.
I don't know if caller ID was a thing. So this would have been 2002, 2003. Yeah, I guess caller ID was around then.
Yeah.
Yeah. It would have been some weird ass like 13, 14 digit number coming through.
Yeah, with a plus at the beginning.
Yeah exactly. Yeah, exactly. When I was in the Philippines, I used a few of those every once in a while. That was always, yep. The international dialing.
So, yeah.
Yeah. All right. So you got Clown, Cryptic, Desert Ghost as your three main staple recessives, kind of shooting for things. What's your favorite incomplete dominant trait that you're kind of mixing in right now that you're most excited about this year?
That I have or that I want?
Let's do with what you got, and then let's talk about what you don't have.
I'm a big fan of Leopard. I don't know why.
Okay. All right.
I actually have to stop with Leopard. I have too much of it.
Okay. It's starting to dominate the.
Yeah, it's starting to override. I got to peel back on the Leopard. I want to add Scrambler really bad.
Okay. I love Scrambler. That's a pretty cool morph. Been liking what I've seen. Leopard's one of my favorites. Did you look at Confusion and Acid and all of that?
I have Confusion. Okay. In my clown stuff already, yeah.
Nice, nice, nice. You still prefer Leopard over Confusion, or?
So the Confusion that I have is actually Leopard, Confusion, Yellow Belly.
So you got
like everything. He's everything. So you really he doesn't even look like he just looks different.
Yeah.
Like you can't tell what he is.
Is he easy to grab? I know we were getting some requests to see something, so, but it's up to you if you want to or not.
That's why you might have been confused that I said I have Confusion, because I don't really post him because he's a pain in the ass. He doesn't I try to take him out. And he's just like, phew, he wants to take off. I'm like, all right, that's it. Nobody knows I have you.
No worries. I've got a few like that no matter what, you can't hold them. Dude, they are striking. They're wanting to bone out someplace.
I have a spot-nosed yellow belly female clown that she's like, she never gets picked up.
Nice. All right.
I have a feeling that when I pull eggs from her, it's going to be very reminiscent of retics.
I've yet to have my first retic clutch. So that is an experience, you know, I'm looking forward to. I hope my girl's not too bad. She's a sweetheart. So I'm hoping she won't be too nasty.
How big is she?
Right now, she's like 13 feet. Probably around like 40, 45 pounds.
So. She could do some damage.
Yeah, I mean, her head's easily, you know, yeah, that's probably about as wide as my hand is. So yeah, if she really wanted to grab on and go, she could. It was funny, with my bum leg, when we bring her out, I have to have Heather kind of come out with me, just because if I got to pull her, you know, with my leg, I can't really lift that much. So she started running back behind the fence the other day, and Heather was out there watching her by herself real quick while I was inside. And I come out and Heather's like dragging the snake in. She's like huffing and puffing. And I'm like, what's going on? She's like, Pam would not stop going to that corner. And there wasn't anything I could do. She was.
Yeah. She just like, kind of like hooked part of her neck on like the fence post, and from there it was just like my hands just kept slipping over her, and so I'm just keeping her where never she's ends. At until Adam comes back. Yeah, it was like the never-ending rope, 100%. So I'm just like keeping doing this until Adam comes back, because I couldn't get to her head. The second that I stopped doing that, she just went run. For it.
Yeah, so, they're pretty quick at that size too.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Surprisingly,
she absolutely can be. Yeah. So I got a really good workout in. Yeah.
Oh man, that's too funny. Oh, Will was just saying he got a Scrambler coming next week. Finally, that's cool. Yeah.
I'll get my hands on it eventually. I mean, I don't. That FOMO doesn't really affect me. Like, whatever, man. I'm going to be here for a while. Like, I'm not in a rush.
Right.
And those future plans are ever evolving, right? What you think you want now in a couple of years, who knows what's going to come out or what combo somebody's going to come out with. And then you start going in a different direction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if you were to add another recessive in that you don't currently have, which one would it be?
I don't know. That's the thing. And I don't want to think about it because I don't want to add anything else right now.
Okay.
Like I don't go looking because I'm the type that if I see something I do like, I'm going to buy it.
Right.
You know, so it's like, I don't want to open the can of worms, but, not Sunset and not Puzzle. I could say that.
Okay. Neither one of those.
Sometimes knowing what you don't want is as important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, let me ask why, first on the Sunset, what's your deal with the Sunset, man?
I'm not impressed by it at all. I'm not, that doesn't mean I'm throwing shade at anybody that's working it or anybody that likes it. Look, we could disagree. You like the Mets. I like the Yankees. Well, who cares? I personally, it does nothing for me.
Hey, right
that
there.
Makes you me an out. Asshole. Then whatever. I'm an asshole.
Right.
No,
you got to get and breed what you like.
I'm an asshole who still doesn't like the Sunset, Gene.
Yeah.
From everything that you've told me, it seems like the community is very split. You either love it or you hate it. There's not like a in between on it.
But now somebody could do something with it and my mind could change.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that's out of possibility.
Right. That's fair. That's fair. And that's what I love about this is because everything that we're doing is super subjective, right? So for somebody to get offended because, you know, you don't like Sunset, to me cracks me up and it lets me know where we're starting at here. Okay. All right. That's where we're at. but I kind of agree with you. I mean, for me, when I first saw the Sunset, I saw the pigment and I'm like, okay, that's something we don't have yet. Right. And I was really, really hoping that pigment would carry or continue to kind of go in one direction. But the adults that we started seeing, they were browning out and you could really tell the morph needed some help someplace. So that's why I did have some Sunset, ended up not, I got rid of it and, you know, I might pick it up later down the line. So, let's see what Will saying.
I'd be excited to see what somebody does with
it. Yeah, I'm the same. I'm with both of them. I'm the same.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like Will was just saying here, I don't hate Sunset. I just haven't seen anything that says wow to me. Same with Monsoon. And I agree, right? There's plenty of people to work the projects that are working the projects. So I'm like, all right, hey, they're working it. Cool. I'll kind of hang back.
All right. Yeah, you can't work every project.
Yeah. And then to completely make myself a hypocrite, I'm extremely disappointed in you, sir. You don't like Puzzle. What the fuck, man? Jesus.
Because I didn't know about Puzzle. I knew about Cryptic. I found out about Puzzle afterwards.
Yeah.
But whatever.
I might
add Paint. Paint might be the next recessive.
The next one. Yeah. Yeah. So it's not that you don't like Puzzle. It's just Cryptic is filling the Puzzle spot. Yeah. Okay. All right. We can be friends.
I see a lot of stuff that I think, like, you know, I think it's Cryptic and I'm like, oh, that's cool. I'm like, oh shit, that's Cryptic or that's Puzzle.
I'm sorry, Jay, now the community is all gonna think you hate Puzzle.
No.
You know my address?
Jay doesn't hate Puzzle.
Do you want my address? Yeah,
right. No, but that makes sense, right? You got Cryptic, so why go chase stuff with Puzzle? Totally makes sense on that. Yeah. No, I just wanted to give you a hard time. It's one of my main genes that I fell in love with.
I'm gonna put Puzzle and Cryptic together just to piss everybody off now.
do it all. Man, so yeah, Krypton Puzzle.
Cryptic Puzzle.
Yeah. No, you should do Krypton Puzzle because then everybody would be super pissed. Hat Clown.
Yeah, Hat Clown.
Cryptic.
Yeah.
And then Puzzle. Let's see, what is Will saying here? I got a Cryptic, it gives me a fuzzy feeling, LOL, but UK version of Cryptic. Oh.
So there's a US version of Cryptic and a UK version?
I don't know. That might be the same line that I have. I have a Mer. That's the line of Cryptic that I have.
Oh, okay. That's the UK version?
Marco Van Huren.
Okay. Compatible with what we got over here?
They're all compatible from what I understand.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. I wasn't aware. It's just a different line kind of thingy. It's coming from over there. Gotcha. Did you go with that line specifically?
Because I knew clown was it, and I wanted, you know, come with something else before I picked cryptic. I went down that rabbit hole and looked at the different lines, and I'm like, well, this one seems to be a little bit more rare. I see less of them. I was like, let's just pick that and go with that and see what happens.
Gotcha. Okay.
A lot of times it's a gamble, you know, everybody knows that. It's all a gamble.
For sure. Yeah. And I mean, and sometimes it's just finding the right combination, right? Like, I mean, look at Red Stripe and what, you know, Kabilka did with that for years and years. It just kind of sat in people's racks, not really being utilized. And then, we'll say in here, Amir is linked to a really nice line of DG Harlequin. I didn't know
the
that.
The guy that I got all my Amir stuff from, he does a lot of Harlequin stuff too.
Oh, okay. So is your cryptic stuff all kind of Het DG coming from that line?
It's either DG or Het DG, because all of I got it all from the same guy.
Gotcha.
And nobody, he doesn't have a Instagram or anything.
Huh.
He has a Morph Market. That's about it.
Is that how you found him? Was through Morph Market? Right on. Yeah. Oh, that's cool. Huh. Hey, you learn something new every day, right? I appreciate that. Let's see what's Chris here saying. I still love Puzzle, but won't get any because as someone who is considered a little old school, I refuse to give Sean Bradley validation for doing something. Oh, hats off to you, sir. Well, Sean and I have our past as well, Chris. I don't know if you're aware of that one, but I really don't care. I actually rocked the project in kind of one of these to him, because I'm not going to let that disrupt what I got going, you know.
We'll stick in it in your different ways.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, that's hilarious right there. All right, well, cool, man. So you plan on, I know you've got a Morph Market, you got your social media, and you vend. And is that kind of your strategy right there? Are you going to start getting like a website, or what else you kind of?
I do have a website. It's just forever under construction because I'm constantly working on it. Time is a big issue. I work a full-time job. You know, I come home, got my own animals to take care of, everybody else that I'm helping. So time is limited sometimes. It's not important to me right now, so it's kind of on the back burner.
I got you. Yeah, for sure. Kind of taking it in stride.
Kind of prioritize things, you know, like if what is this going to do for me? Probably nothing. So it's not important right now.
Right. I got you. Makes sense. Yeah. You probably have like, you know, 5-year plan and, you know, and all that good stuff. And
I'm not big enough to sink money into something what is it going to do for me? Like I'm not there yet.
Right.
Nor does it sound like you want to be, at least not right now. It's keeping at a manageable number. I know that's where Adam's at. Like, you have to make that decision that's going to be right for you in your life, what you can manage effectively, and what still continues to bring you, you know, pleasure, joy from looking at the animals that you have. And balance.
It's a balance, right? Yeah, you don't want to burn out, right, or exactly. Anything like that. Yeah.
And that's all of this is balance.
Yeah.
Like I've learned pretty well how to like shift money, time, and like that's all like the same to me. It's just shifting it around.
Right.
Yeah, we've seen a lot of people get burned out. How many people have we seen giving up their collections? Like, I just don't have time for it anymore. And you know.
Yeah. And hey, there's nothing wrong with that, right? Everybody's got to do their deal. And if it's not for you, I can understand that. My word of advice is just don't bite off too much too soon, right? Take it in stride. So that's cool. If you had to give one word of advice to somebody that was coming in today as day one, what would your one word of advice be to them?
Plan and research a lot, like more, like, whatever you're doing, do it more. Everything. Just do it more. We don't do enough. We're lazy.
Inherently, I do agree. I am lazy, like in most things. But
Human nature.
Yeah, it is kind of human.
Discipline, nature. Man. You got to instill discipline. And when you catch yourself being lazy, stop being lazy. Stop slacking.
Stop slacking.
Right. Every day, all day long, it's just run through my head.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. I like that. So don't slack, basically, as a newbie, right? Come on in.
So a lot of people ask me, what's the military like? I get this question, probably the most asked question. My answer is always the same. It's what you make of it. That's what life is. It's what you make of it.
Yeah, it is. It's how you frame it, how you react, right? It's all on you, right? Yeah, I agree. I agree, man. Okay. And I'll ask the question, or did you have something? I saw you saying something.
Oh, well, we were talking about, how different people are being out of it and then coming back in. Mm-hmm. So then talking about people selling off their collections. So 15 years ago, when there really wasn't all the social media, there wasn't really like so much hype about like, I'm going to buy a couple snakes and then I'm going to breed them and I'm going to build this snake empire and live off of it and social media. And it felt like everybody for a little while there was trying to become a snake breeding millionaire.
Yeah.
And that was like all the hype on social media. In my opinion, having stepped away for a few years and coming back, it seems like some of that hype has toned down a bit. But I'm curious, what do you see, Jay? Does it still seem like there's all this hype?
I think it's just the way technology advances, we go with it. Like social media is a huge thing now. Like it's the thing.
Yeah.
Everybody's there. So you have to kind of either get with it or you get left behind.
Right. Do you see the push though?
Personally, I'm a very private person. Like I don't, like, this is crazy to me that I'm on the internet.
Well, thank you for coming again. Okay. I appreciate it. Your cover's blown.
But I understand. I understand to be successful, it's necessary. So mission comes first. I have to, I have to step outside of those boundaries. Paul.
Hey, Paul. What's good? What's good? Dickie too chimed in. Thank you, Dickie. All right. Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah, I'm just happy that it seems like everybody that you've been talking to lately, it seems like we're seeing more of a trend that of people operating like you are, Jay, of like, I'm keeping my numbers where it's manageable for me and I still enjoy it. And I very much appreciate that. I think that that's kind of an awareness that new breeders coming in are having now. Mm-hmm. Don't get too big too quick. Don't get burned out. Responsible breeding, purposeful breeding, breed what you love, not what you think's going to make a ton of money.
I think enough people are preaching
probably not.
I think enough people are preaching that people coming in, they're going to learn that they're going to cross paths. I mean, so many people are on the internet doing this. It's bound to happen.
Yeah.
Like you could watch accounts evolve into like, I watch my own, like I'll go back and look at like my old reels. Like, so before I was Greenline Morse, I was something else. I was a completely different name. And mm-hmm. I still have all of those reels that I used to make under that name. I'm like, wow, like from what I used to make to what I'm making now, it's not even the same.
Right. That's interesting. We didn't touch on that. So you rebranded into Greenline Morphs.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about that or so like, cause
I first came out as Get These Balls. And the logo was these like, balls. It was all subliminal and it was, it was probably not professional at all. Like I didn't know how serious I was going to take all this. Like, it's like, let's check it out. So for like, I don't know, maybe a year, that's what it was. And then, and this is before I met Chris, I had a conversation with him and he said it to me. He was like, well, if you got to think about it like this, he's like, if little Johnny is looking at your feed and he wants to buy a snake from you, and he takes his phone. I think his mom's going to want to buy a snake from a guy named Get These Balls. I'm like, you know what? You're probably right. So I rebranded.
Smart move.
I think that's great advice. And that's, but I mean,
really,
I
funny though.
I know, I get it, right? We're dealing ball pythons. How do you not make the joke on the balls? Like, you know. But yeah, branding, you're right.
I'm glad I did, because I like the Green Line Morphs concept. It suits me better. Like it's me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm it.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. I think Green Line is like to the T for you. It really, it fits you. And then, you know, like all of the kind of names that reference the get your balls, grab your balls, stuff like that. I get it. It's cool. Funny. Yeah, it's funny, but hey, I don't know. Not my style. Right. So yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So there's a lot of people in this community that offer a lot of really good advice. So I think my best advice to anybody coming into it is link up with them as soon as you can. Find out who they are, because not everybody is that.
So find a mentor, right? Yeah, find a mentor. And I know Chris was just saying that you and he work really well with each other.
Yeah.
And so
you know, I love working with Chris. It's like natural. It just is.
Yeah, man. And I think that's important, right? Finding people like that are good. You work well with them.
Like there's been a lot of ideas I throw out and then Chris just comes and enhances it. And I'm like, fuck yeah. Yeah. Run that shit.
Yeah. 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 That's important right there. That's badass to have somebody like that. It is in your corner. So that's good advice, dude. Back when I was starting, it was a little more difficult just because like it was still kind of like you would chit chat with people. Mainly it was going to shows, right? You would go to the, like you said, go to the events or to the show each time and meet people, networking through those.
Yeah.
So I had several people that I would kind of reach out to. And, you know, looking back on it, you're totally right. Without some of the key advice I was getting from some of those people, I don't know if I'd still be doing it. So yeah, get a mentor, people.
Yeah.
That is great. Great advice. All right. Well, I love it, man. This is, you know, I was really stoked to get you on the show. Let people know who you are. For us and our team, dude, you are integral. And so I want everybody to know when we're going live, when we're doing anything, Jay's part of this team. Pumping out the content, and it's truly appreciated. And you've got awesome projects coming your way. I love how you look at things, dude. So I think you're going to be one of the forces to be reckoned with for a long time, right? And I am honored to have you on the Reptiles Unplugged team and everything. So
I'm just as happy to be here helping you guys. You and Shane are awesome.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I hope I live up to that. That's, you know, we got to
the chat that you guys that we're in, that shit is hilarious. Gets me through the day.
Yeah. Yeah. We do say some pretty ridiculous things in that chat.
And a lot of times, like I'm driving, so I'm just reading it and I'm like, shit, I got to stop. I got to, you know, like I'm constantly on the move with work and stuff. Like there's sometimes I'm making reels while I'm driving. Like it happens. Dude. Like somebody's like, hey, I need you to fix this. Fuck, I'm driving. Fuck, let me try to do it while I'm driving.
All right, well, no more of that, bro. We don't need any wrecks while you're out there. No more making reels and driving.
Life is rather drab from what it used to be, so I need a little bit of excitement from time to time.
Oh, that's funny.
I was just going to say, before you wrap up, make sure we replug the...
Deeds Not Words. fatman.com. Pick up a t-shirt. Yep. Helps out veterans, wounded warriors, and people, you know, law enforcement as well. Camp Freedom, all the proceeds are going to them. We'll be at Nassau Reptile Expo in 2 weeks, not this Saturday, but the following Saturday, which is in Long Island. So all you New Yorkers, let's see you show up. Could be a lot of people coming. I believe Sammy is going to be there. HJS is going to be there. I think Paul is going to be there. Kevin's probably going to be there. The usual suspects with the Operation Deeds Not Words.
Okay, dude, I love it. Once I caught wind of that, I I was like, why did it take me so long to buy a shirt, man? So thank you for turning me on to that. And
we've been reminding everybody in that. Well, so.
Good job.
For sure. It's a very honorable thing that you guys are doing there. So, you know, as a community, why wouldn't we want to support it? And hell, the shirts are super cool. Hold yours up, because let's see, I'd have to turn around. That would... Jay's wearing is what you get in the shirts there. And then there's several different tiers of support that you can give. Yep. So check it out, y'all.
Batman.com. Click the link that says support the veterans.
Yeah, appreciate it. Appreciate it, sir. And again, thank you, everybody. Chat, thank you guys for showing up tonight. We, you know, we try and keep these right around that hour mark to keep, you know, be respectful of everybody's time. Heather, thank you for filling
You're
in
welcome.
For Shane. Jay, many, you know, thanks to you, sir, for showing up tonight and being a part of this with us. So,
thanks with that said, thanks for everybody that came and watched in the chat. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. And with that said, just want to remind everybody, we are on all the different podcasting platforms, the replay. Leave us a comment if you're watching the replay. Give a thumbs up on the replay and all that good stuff. It helps us out over here. Give us a review on the podcasting platforms as well. That helps. And, well, we will see everybody next Wednesday. And love you guys. Thanks again. See ya.
Have a good night, everyone.